The assignment for chapter 17 will be to calculate some ratios. Now, you don't have to do all of them, but do at least two ratios from each of the four categories. Why? Because many of them you can just look up. You can just look them up. And I want you to do at least a few calculations just so you know that you can do them. Make sense? And I want you to choose two companies. Now, I have five companies here that you can choose from, and the reason I chose them because they're kind of interesting companies. Pfizer, Disney, Cisco. Wait a minute. Is that a typo? No, there are really two Ciscos, folks. Cisco, C-I-S-C-O, is the internet company that makes all the internet equipment and networking equipment. And Cisco, S-Y-S-C-O, is a very different company. And you've probably used some of their products and didn't even know it. So look them up. And then, of course, Qualcomm. And it's supposed to be all uppercase, but I just can't stand writing it that way, but so I didn't. For each of the stocks, look up or compute at least 12 of the ratios below. Choose, as I said, at least two ratios from each of the four categories. And you know what? You really don't have to use these companies. If you have other companies you want to look up, fine. But we want to make sure that they're real companies. They should be listed on the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ. They should have market capitalizations of at least $500 million, have positive earnings. In other words, we don't want companies that are losing money, unless they're a real big company that just happens to be losing money now. We want real companies. We don't want penny stocks. Make sense? So this assignment is actually pretty darn easy, as all the financial ratios are, you know, at first blush, they seem a little overwhelming because there's just so many of them. But once you look at them, you go, no, this is very straightforward. So have fun with this. And if you want to, you could pick a stock and then pick their competitor. And, right, exactly. Say pick Visa and MasterCard or AT&T and Verizon. And then compare the various ratios. And that's, you know, that's pretty much what you need to do when you in research different stocks. You need to look at their competitors and use the financial ratios to compare the companies, along with all the other calculations that we did. Have fun. I hope you do.